Aboriginal people are almost twice as likely to end up in hospital as non-Indigenous Australians, but they're much less likely to be treated by an Indigenous doctor, since only a tiny percentage of medical practitioners in Australia are Indigenous. Now, though, there'll be more added to the ranks, with a record number of Indigenous doctors graduating today at the University of New South Wales. Bridget Brennan reports.
After 6 long years at university, Jessica Wade is about to become a doctor. She'll begin working at her local hospital in January.
I start work at Bankstown Hospital, which is my local hospital, where I've grown up and where all my family are from.
Are you looking forward to having Aboriginal patients?
Yes, definitely. So in Sydney Southwest, there's quite a lot of Aboriginal people there. I'm well known in the community there. I go to all the cultural events and know all the elders and the young people coming through. So it's just great to be able to work in my community.
Jessica Wade is one of 6 Indigenous students graduating today with a medicine degree at the University of New South Wales.
I think it's important for Aboriginal people to be in the health industry, because for other Aboriginal people, you can help create a safe environment.
The university has been stepping up its recruitment drive to convince more Indigenous high school students to study medicine. There are now 49 students enrolled in the program.
What's great is that we don't have a quota for how many students we take. We hope that number increases, and we hope that the support that everyone's giving, whether it's scholarships, academic support, etc., continues as well.
Justine Brindle is the executive officer at UNSW's Rural Clinical School. She says Indigenous doctors are able to build trust in Aboriginal communities.
There'll be Indigenous doctors who have an understanding of the health issues, and more Indigenous people are more likely to go to a doctor if they know they're Indigenous.
Many of the Indigenous students will go on to work in regional communities. One of those is Murray Ha, who's about to move to Albury to complete his internship.
It's a degree where you have a career at the end where you can really make a difference. You can be a role model to other Aboriginal kids.
He says the biggest challenge is coping with the long hours and the large study load.
It's lots of hard work along the way, but the best thing is don't let anyone tell you you can't do it, because it's absolutely possible for everyone who has the desire to do it.
Financial support is also crucial, especially for those students who've moved away from their families.
Medicine's an extremely difficult degree. You don't get much free time at all. There's really not much time to do work outside of your degree.
The Balnaves Foundation has given Indigenous medical students scholarships for living expenses. The Foundation's general manager is Hamish Balnaves.
The simplest way was for us to take some pressure off them by giving them just a small amount of funding, which means, you know, they didn't need to work a night shift at a pub somewhere, that they actually could focus on their studies.
There's about 200 Indigenous doctors working in Australia at the moment. Justine Brindle from the University of New South Wales says that number will increase dramatically as more Aboriginal students graduate.
You have Indigenous students in medicine, and they become mentors for people in high school to want to go to university, to have a higher education, and that you can do it.
Justine Brindle from the University of New South Wales, ending Bridget Brennan's report.